Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
So the guy who invented the like button on Facebook, which is funny that somebody had to invent that. His name is Justin Rosenstein. Mr. Rosenstein go to Mark Zuckerberg and say, listen, Mark, I've got an idea. I want to put a button on there that if somebody likes, they can click on it and it says like. And then what does Mark Zuckerberg go? Genius. Let's do that. I think like has been a part of Facebook. I think probably almost as long as Facebook has been around. But anyway, the guy who invented that, Justin Rosenstein, he now says he regrets creating that thing. He says his invention is a contributor to time poorly spent. He says the original use of it, actually, it was supposed to draw attention to a friend's interest or encourage positive sentiment, but it also encourages distraction. He says we're just distracted by so many things. We overuse smartphones and technology. And he says even people who invented these things are now weaning themselves off their own products. All I know is the like button, I understand it. And one of the smartest things Facebook ever did was to add other options, not just like. You can now love something. You can click the little angry face. You can laugh. So I think those are better, because just to have a like button, you know, you could, if somebody put something sad, a loved one passed away or something, you don't want to click the like button. Nobody likes that, but I understand it. It meant, oh, I acknowledge this, but to call it like was a mistake. So anyway, I'm glad they now have the sad option and other things. I always felt that the like button anyway was kind of a lazy way, and I do it myself. I'm guilty of it myself, but a lazy way to acknowledge something. If somebody says something, just to click the like button rather than to comment on it. But again, I do it myself. But then here's the other thing I just found out. You know that lame poke button that Facebook had? They have apparently just rebranded it now. They're calling it Hello.
Hello.
That's what they're doing now. If you click on the there is no poke button, I guess, anymore. Or is there? From what I see, they have gotten rid of the the poke button. You can't poke anybody anymore. Now you just have to give them a hello.
Hello.
I don't know. I never liked the poke button. I never saw the point of that. You can now just say hello to a person, but you can just do that as easily by typing hello. And it's probably slightly less creepy, too, quite honestly. Raise your hand if you thought the poke was a little bit creepy. You know what I mean? Yeah. Especially if you haven't heard from somebody for a while, and then suddenly they poke you. I was like, really? I got a poke the other day. I mean, I don't know if they're rolling this out or what, but I got a poke from somebody, some guy. No, I'm not going to say who it was. I don't know, like 3 weeks or a month ago, something like, and I looked at it and I go, really? You just poked me? Are you serious? I mean, I probably would have felt better getting a, you know, and hello.
Hello.
But no, it was a poke. So I guess they haven't completely replaced all the pokes yet. I don't know what they were thinking when they invented poke. I guess hello is better.
Still pretty lame, but I guess slightly less creepy, you know?
Hello!
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.